This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Decatur.com. If you're going to be outside today, be aware that wind gusts of over 30 miles an hour are possible. That, combined with temperatures in the 30s, may make you uncomfortable if you're not bundled up. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit NowDecatur.com.
It's an economic drama that's union made. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A looming railroad worker strike next week that could halt freight, snarl supply chains, and drive up prices unless Congress prevents it, forcing unions that rejected a tentative agreement to accept it. The House plans two votes today.
The first being the tentative agreement from September that some of the unions already voted down, and the second being another bill that will resolve some of their grievances and add some sick time. It's unclear whether there are enough Republicans to pass this bill. They might have to overcome progressives who have vowed to tank this.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The House will also soon vote on something else.
With support from 12 Republicans, the Senate approved legislation enshrining same-sex and interracial marriage protections in the federal law.
No matter who you are or who you love, you too deserve dignity and equal treatment under the law.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called his vote personal, saying his first phone call after passage would be to his daughter and her wife.
Fox's Jared Halpern. There's storm damage to clean up from Louisiana to Alabama, possibly more to come as the system moves to Georgia. It spawned at least 25 tornadoes. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is in Caledonia, Mississippi, in the yard of a home ripped apart.
It's just filled with debris, metal shingles lying all over the ground. This is what's left of at least one family's home. And unfortunately, as the sun comes up today, we're going to be seeing that continue and really start to see the evidence of some of these intense tornadoes.
China's Communist Party is vowing to crack down on what it calls sabotage by hostile forces, referring to widespread protests over COVID lockdowns and restrictions. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby just told Fox.
They are speaking for themselves, and we stand up for the right of every citizen around the world to be able to speak up freely and peacefully for what they believe in.
Some Republicans want the Biden administration to more forcefully condemn the crackdown. America's listening to Fox News.
We conquer cancer. For the mom-to-be who is out of treatment options. For the doctor who has a brilliant idea but needs research funding. For the people who faced cancer head-on and climbed incredible heights while they were with us. For the children who celebrate the end of chemo. We conquer cancer for all who have been touched by it. Conquer Cancer accelerates breakthroughs in research and care for every cancer, every patient, everywhere. Join us at conquer.org.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans, no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you, so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit smithandwesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson, always expect the best.
There is concern the crackdown on all those protesters in China could turn deadly, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre that crushed pro-democracy demonstrations. The former Chinese leader who took over after that has died.
Jiang Zemin will be remembered for two things, blowing up China's economy and clamping down on domestic dissent. He reformed financial markets, took China into the World Trade Organization, and oversaw the return of Hong Kong from the British. The shining skyscrapers of Shanghai were built on President Jiang's foundations. At the same time, his administration jailed human rights and democracy activists, vowing never again to let authority face such opposition. Jiang was 96. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Speaking of domestic dissent, some Trump supporters in Washington last year claiming President Biden's election was a fraud and should be stopped have been convicted of a rare but serious charge.
A federal jury in Washington, D.C. convicted Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs of seditious conspiracy. They acquitted three other group members of that charge, but all five were convicted of obstructing Congress. One of the attorneys for Rhodes, James Bright, said outside of court they would appeal.
There is, in my belief, a likelihood that had this been tried in a different jurisdiction, the results could have substantively been different.
Another attorney said there was no proof of a pre-existing plan to attack the Capitol, but prosecutors showed text messages and videos of Rhodes wanting then-President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and saying even without it, he was prepared for physical conflict, a rebellion, even civil war. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now they all face up to 20 years in prison. A trial involving members of the Proud Boys group charged with seditious conspiracy looms next month. On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly ahead of today's trading. At Soccer's World Cup, Team USA getting ready for its next match, Saturday against the Netherlands. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, it's Jan from Toyota, reminding you that Toyota-thon is on and here to help make your holidays extra magical. How? Maybe it's driving in a Tacoma in search of the perfect hill to sled down, cruising around the neighborhood in a Camry to go caroling, popping from store to store in a Prius to find the perfect gift.
You did it.
How'd you know? Or it could be something much more simple, like surprising loved ones in a RAV4 hybrid.
You made it! What a surprise! Bobby, you're all grown up!
And seeing their faces light up when you pull up to their home. Stop by Toyota-thon and make this holiday one to remember with an exciting new Toyota, like Highlander, Corolla, Tundra, and more. It's the perfect opportunity to gather with your friends and family, both near and far.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end November 30th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyota-thon, which ends on January 3rd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Yo, Nick. Not liking today's weather. Doing any better tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a lot of authority.
I had to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today, hey, it's going to be sunny with a high near 36. And tonight, mostly clear, but a low around 21. For Thursday, a little better, mostly sunny, high near 40. And Friday, even better than that, mostly cloudy and windy, but a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is just 25 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Here's the new rule. When it's 25 degrees outside, we don't get to use the word breezy. Breezy's for like the Bahamas or like a summer night in July. When it's 25, it's cold. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
My iPhone says breezy.
Yep. My
now through about 4 p.m. this evening, so the bulk of the day, it's going to be breezy.
I always eliminate the word breezy from my forecast.
Good for you. It doesn't match this time of year.
No. We know, and also windy is, I'll tell you if it's over 40 miles per hour. If it's just 23 or something.
Let me tell you this,
give
though.
Give me a break.
It's 25 degrees right now, and this isn't the same app telling me it's breezy. Feels like 11.
Right. Yeah, just a breezy day.
Just a breezy day.
Just a breezy pre-December day.
That's like a bad 70s song. Wasn't there like summer breeze?
Summer breeze.
Yeah.
Makes me feel something.
Fine. Something about jasmine in your eye. I never understood what that song was about either. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, which means a lot of things, including the appearance of Clay Gerhardt from the Decatur Park District. He is, of course, the executive director. They are very, very, very busy right now, as they are basically year round, but getting ready for Trees on the Tees, getting ready to open. Are we opening weekend?
Next week.
Okay. Can we turn everything up just a little bit in here? So not this weekend, but next.
Yep. Next Thursday kicks it off, out at the Hinkerman Golf Course. We're excited. Lots of prep going on.
I've got invitations to two parties.
Yeah.
So far.
I don't, cause I'm a collector.
It's a lonely business, Nick. We'll get into that a little later in the program. You've offered this opportunity up, and I know it's been very popular with people,
yeah,
right?
I think we've only got like one day left that's not booked for the holiday banquets out of Hickory Point.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So now you've figured out a way not only for just the general public to stop out, but if companies or organizations want to have a party, and you got a date or two left, what are the parameters? You have to have a certain amount of people?
Yeah, I think it's a minimum of 75 people.
Okay.
And then you get to come have your gathering in the Hickory Point Banquet Facility, which is just decorated beautifully. I saw it yesterday out there. And then you'll have the opportunity to jump on a cart and go tour Trees on the Tees.
All right. Now, that's not the big news today. Did you write down that I didn't go to chat?
I did. I typed something out.
Uh-oh. All right, hang on.
I feel like I have a childhood memory somewhere that's shuffled, and I'm wondering if it's something related to this.
Okay. You're kind of, you're sort of in the right realm.
All right.
But wrong, location. Okay. When I was a kid, you'd go to North Gate. Was it North Gate?
Yeah, North Gate. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was it North
Gate? The plaza. No. The whole plaza was North Gate.
No, it wasn't Northgate. That Northgate Cinema, it was where the Kroger is.
Brentwood Village?
Brentwood Village. And there would be a helicopter that would come in, and Santa Claus would be aboard. It was a big deal. And it was kind of like the wars. I'm sure like the downtown business people were like, you know, because they had Santa's house, and what are those people out north doing? This is before the mall. And you know, everybody was sort of jockeying around for the big Christmas thing. And that thing would come in, a helicopter would come in with Santa aboard. Now, that would have been probably well before your memory, because, I mean, I think I was very young. You don't have any recollection of that, do you?
So not of that, but my first memory of meeting Santa was actually when he flew in a helicopter to a grocery store down in St. Louis where my sister lives.
So it was a thing, right?
It was a thing.
I mean, this was just sort of like, you know, hey, that's a good idea. Let's steal it. You know, so everybody's, you know, you own a grocery store, you get a helicopter, you get Santa. Now, Santa is coming back with a helicopter, but he's going to four different locations all on the same day.
He is. So this idea started kind of after the first year we did Trees on a Tease, where we wanted to see, you know, what else could we add that's a little extra out at Trees on a Tease. And this year, our park district people contacted Santa's people to see if he would be available. And so on Saturday,
Is that a tough number to get?
It's hard to get a hold of him, man. Yeah. We had to jump through so many hoops.
You know, but a guy who knows a guy.
That's how it works, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So on Saturday, December 10th, we are going to welcome Santa into Decatur, and he's going to not only go to Hickory Point Golf Course, but we wanted to make sure that everybody throughout the town has the opportunity to you know, go where they're at to see Santa. So at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 10th, Santa is going to fly into South Shores Park first, where he will get off the helicopter. He will walk the crowds, greet the kids. His elves from the park district will hand out candy canes and collect letters to Santa. And then about 10:30, 10:40, he's going to take off and go to Hess Park on the east side of town. And he'll do the same thing, get off the helicopter, walk the line, and then when we're done there, we'll head to Garfield Park.
Where's Hess Park?
Hess is over off of MLK.
Yeah, the big one there, yeah, by the school, park. Yes. Yep. Okay.
So Hess on the east side of town, and then we'll head over to the west side of town to Garfield Park. So we've got a nice grassy area there where he can fly in and greet the kids over in that neighborhood. And then when we're all done at Garfield, he will head out to Hickory Point Golf Course and land out on the driving range out of Hickory. So it's going to be a cool thing, I think a cool experience for kids. And we've had just some tremendous sponsors step up. And I will tell you, this was probably the easiest ask I've had to do, spending about a half hour on the phone. And we got Natalie Beck with the Community Foundation, along with Natalie and Matt herself, are giving money to this. And G&H Marine, First Mid Banking and Insurance Team, Crossing Healthcare, Romano Company, and our Park District Commissioners. So a lot of folks, when we said, hey, we want to bring Santa and make sure that we can get him everywhere in town so everybody has an opportunity, these folks gladly stepped up and said, we're going to do that. So,
well, that's fantastic. Yep. And so it's at 10 a.m. South Shores, 10:45 Hess, 11:30 Garfield, 12:15 Hickory Point Golf Course. I'm sure those times are estimated.
Yeah, we're going to try to stick to them as best we can. But, you know, Santa, sometimes he does what he does. So he may take a little more time in one park before getting to another. But those are approximate times, but definitely won't be before that. But 10:45, 11:30, 12:15 on Saturday the 10th.
All right. Now,
that's freaking awesome. That's real cool, man.
Who's flying the helicopter?
We got a company out of St. Louis that has a helicopter stationed over in Springfield that said they've got a contract with Santa, so they can fly him in and out wherever he wants to go. So, yeah. He said he'll come to Decatur. He's kind of doing a test run before Christmas Eve. Wants to see, tour the town in the daylight, see what's changed in Decatur.
I got you. You know, things, so. Get a lot of overhead view, make his plans. What's your risk manager think about this?
We didn't ask him.
Okay.
Helicopter company has insurance. They're good. same as covered, right?
No, I just think this is, I'm not trying to imply anything. I just think this is the thing we used to do because it was cool. And then along the way, people just put hurdles in front of stuff like this. And it's like, come on, this is cool.
The cool thing is from talking to the sponsors to Frank Hubbard, our park police chief, he's been on the phone with, I think, Shane over at the City of Decatur and also Decatur Fire. I think they're going to step up and have an involvement too and a presence. So, it's very cool to see everybody kind of getting excited about this. And I'm just excited to see the faces on the kids.
That's what drives me. Landing a helicopter and Santa getting out.
Yeah. Folks say, you know, why are you guys out trees on tees every night? Well, it's the experience. It's watching everybody just enjoy it, have fun, the memories. That's what the park district does. We make memories. So what better opportunity with the tremendous sponsors we have to make a memory for the kids in Decatur?
Love it. Absolutely love it. So no charge, just show up, right?
Yeah, but that's not the only thing we've got going on for Christmas, right? We've got Santa flying in. We've got trees on the tees. We've got the Santa Shuffle happening on Sunday, December 4th at the Disc. So kids can come run the indoor track at the Sports Center. They'll be able to play games, jump on inflatables, all that fun stuff, receive a cookie, do a photo with Santa. And that goes from 3:30 to 5 at the Disc on that's Sunday, December 4th, and it's just $12 for residents. So you can call the Disc at 429-3472 if you want to sign up for that.
And then Santa's also going to be on the 10th out at Scoville Zoo.
Yeah, when he gets done flying around, he'll go to Scoville Zoo, and kids ages 3 to 10 can bring a pillow and wear PJs while they make crafts, decorate cookies, visit with some of our animals at the zoo. You'll be able to bring your camera and take some photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. So there's a 1 to 3 p.m. session and a 5 to 7 p.m. session, and again, that's is $15 for residents. You can call the zoo to get registered for that at 421-7435.
Santa needs to join a union. He's working some hours on the 10th.
We are going to keep him busy, but we've always had some Christmas events going on, but this year we've taken it to a different level.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. All right, now let's talk about some ideas for gifts, because you may not think about this, although I think it would warm your heart. Think about Splash Cove opening Memorial Day weekend, you know, of 2023. That means we get through the 3 months or so of winter and start thinking about the spring. You've got passes on sale right now, right?
Absolutely. So
you can buy 2022 prices for next year too.
You can. So you can buy a pass right now at this year's price. That'll be for a pass next year. And we know, you know, once we get our rates set for next year with minimum wage going up and utilities and everything else, those costs to go to the water park are going to go up a little bit. So if you want to get on board and get a season pass now, it's a great Christmas gift, great stocking stuffer. You can get those at 2022 prices. So for a kid, that's $185 for a season pass. For an adult, that's $210.
Now, what does that mean? Have you ever broken that down? Like $185 for Memorial Day through Labor Day. Like how many days? I mean, if you do the math, that's pretty cheap, right?
It's pretty cheap, and it's of course all weather dependent. But you know, if you've got great weather every day, that's just a tremendous discount. So $185 for the season, $210 for an adult, and then there's discounts for family passes as well. So,
family two, family three. Family 4 to 6. Yep. And what about like people who work and have a babysitter and they want to buy a pass for like the sitter and the kids? Yeah. That you guys do that?
You can add them onto the pass. Yep.
Okay. So like a family member.
Yep.
Okay. Cause that's a great way to keep the kids occupied, you know, during the summer months. I know there's a lot of that, right? You know, the babysitter's there, mom, dad work, go to the pool for the day.
That's exactly right. It's a great discount, great price point, and make a great Christmas gift.
All right. This Friday and Saturday, the holiday plant sale.
We do. So our tremendous horticulture team at the park district,
what's a poinsettia cost these days?
Yes. So those are, I think, $5 and $10. Josh texted me this morning on that. So if you want a really big one, it's going to cost you about $10. But the poinsettias are between $5 and $10. And then there'll also be various other houseplants that are $4, $6, and $8.
We would like some for the studio.
Okay.
Can you, if I pay you, can you arrange to like,
we can do that.
Okay.
Yep.
What colors do you have?
I think most of them are red.
Red's good. Classic. We'll go with the classic. It matches the color scheme in here. Nick, do you want one for your studio?
Yeah, why not?
Huh?
Yeah, I'd probably do well in 80 degree temperatures. So yeah, bring it.
Let's do three. Three of the big ones. You want a big one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'll do three of the big ones.
Right. Well, this is a nice way for us to showcase our horticulture department.
Which is great. I drive by it every day.
Yeah. A lot of folks forget the Sportsman's Park is out there. We've got a beautiful display house and then a greenhouse attached to that. So they work throughout the year. here. Actually, a lot of our plants that you see out in the parks right now have been moved back in the greenhouse for the winter. Come on out. That's Friday, this Friday, December 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. they'll be there. And then Saturday, they'll be there from 8 to noon. So come on out, visit the Four World Display Center and pick up some plants.
Okay. I got a text from somebody wanting to know if there are gift cards for the Devon available for Christmas.
So there are gift cards for the Park District.
That you can use towards
exactly,
the Devon.
Exactly. You can use towards anything at the Park District. So you just call Mike once we get those season passes, or excuse me.
Because you don't have necessarily all the ticket prices.
No, we don't have any of that figured out.
But you buy it, it's just dollar for dollar, whatever you want to
do. Exactly. Okay. And I will tell you, as I've talked to Mike even yesterday, he's got just a ton, I think 22 or more offers out right now for some really name acts. So it's going to be another tremendous season at the Devon. Pick up your gift cards. You can use them anywhere in the Park District. And then once the Devon tickets go on sale, you can redeem those with Mike to get tickets to the Devon.
All right. They can, I'm assuming, stop by the Park District. I'm assuming they go to the website. I mean, there's any number of ways to buy this
anytime.
Stuff.
You can call our park office. You can go to the website or stop by at our office at 620 East Riverside. And we'll be glad to take care of you.
Friday and Saturday, 8 to 3, right? Or 8 to noon on Saturday, yep. 8 to 3 on Friday. 3415 Lost Bridge Road is where Sportsman's Park is. If you're, you know, heading out east, it's a beautiful. They got the water down there. It's a nice place.
Yep. It's a beautiful park. It's got the gazebo that goes jets out onto the lake. There's a boat launch there. There's a pond where we have trout stocked throughout the year. So, and a lot of walking trails out there, too. Folks forget about that. So visit Sportsman's.
Santa. Coming to town via helicopter, going to fly in like Gordon Gekko. He's going to be starting at South Shores Park at 10, Hess Park at 10:45, Garfield at 11:30, and Hickory Point Golf Course at 12:15. That, of course, is during the opening weekend kickoff, starting that Thursday with Trees on the Tees. Tickets still available for that?
Yeah.
I know that you guys are always struggling with the website and stuff and getting all that, you know, but people can still come, right?
Absolutely. We still have tickets available. We've sold over 14,000 tickets so far, but we just got a report yesterday. There are lots of walking tickets available, and there still are quite a few riding tickets available. We added some slots this year, so we want to try to get everybody who wants to come, give them.
So is it Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
For how many weeks?
Two weekends.
So,
yep, and then I believe the following Wednesday, we have a Wednesday night available as well. So.
All right, and then you have one or two maybe parties available, minimum 75 people. I got invited to two, Nick. I'm thrilled because I get it. Like, I guess I go to both, right? And then, or do I look at the weather forecast?
No, you got invited. You got to come to both.
You're right. You're right. That's why I don't collect things.
I'll make it home with my things.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, I've always wanted to try this on air.
Works.
Yeah. Better.
I don't know what it does. Huh? He did better. Fine on your first
game. That was a pretty good rookie good. Attempt, wasn't it?
Great.
Not bad. Well, gee, I don't know. Can you cram anything else into December 10th? That's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a fun day. Lots of things to do. If you plan your day out right, you can have a whole day with the Park District.
Any idea what kind of helicopter?
Bell 206.
A Bell 206.
That's like I call it a news chopper helicopter. It's not one of those old dinky guys. It's a two-seater. This thing's like a four-seater. You got to be 300 pounds or less, we're told. So, you know.
Santa, I don't know what Santa clocks in at.
Santa clocks, well.
Santa's going to have to get in fight shape for that day, for that flight.
Santa's good.
Santa's going to make weight. He's going to be in that make rubber weight, suit the day before.
Sweating it out. He'll be there in his undies on the scale.
Oh, that's great. LAPD. First thing I noticed when it popped up with the Bell 206. Yeah, if you think about those weather guys, they do that, that forecast from the chopper.
Yeah, I love
it. I was wondering one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can put it on the roof. All right, that's fun, Clay. Thanks for announcing that today.
Yep.
All right. If folks want to find out anything else, the web address is Decatur-Parks.org.
Yep. Decatur-Parks.org. Call our office. Any one of us will be happy to talk to you and guide you through the holiday season.
217-422-5911. Very simple. It used to be, it's two digits off from the Herald Reviews number, right?
Yeah. If you remember emergency 911, just remember 5911.
Okay. Now you just complicated it even more. This is going to be fun. I have to pick out where I'm going to be on the 10th to watch the helicopter come in.
There's a second seat in the helicopter.
Huh?
There's a second seat in the helicopter.
I think you're going to need all the weight allowance you can possibly get, bringing Santa in.
Oh. It's going to be fun times. I'm excited.
It'll be great.
The cool thing, Brian, I just got to say, our park staff, you know, they're gearing up. They're getting excited about Trees on Tees. They're having ideas now, which is cool to see. And last night, I'm getting ready to leave the office, and I noticed at 6:30 at night, our construction crew's still there. Well, they get off at 4. Well, they're working on projects for Trees on Tees, and they wanted to stay and get some stuff done, and they're not getting overtime. That's just them volunteering their time to
That's the difference between, you know, when you build a culture, and you're doing a great job of that, and you got great folks. You know, the difference between just thinking about, oh, that's more work or that's more joy. I mean, there's a fine line there. And, you know, I'm glad you guys have found that sweet spot, because when you get buy-in and you get people that are all together on a team going, look what we can do for this community, you can do amazing things.
They're all excited. We love our jobs.
Well, we're glad that you do. And, we think we get a huge bang for our buck, for the Decatur Park District. And, we're grateful. All right. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
Clay. Appreciate it. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny, but a high of only 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny and a high near 40. And Friday, a little better for you. Mostly cloudy and windy, but a high of 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:25.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
Yes, you got that right.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
A little later today, we'll tell you why the basic rules for a good improv comedian can improve your life.
Sounds like fun.
Well, why not?
Yep.
Don't you want to try new things?
Mm-hmm.
Change a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Make room for play?
Yep.
Those kind of things. And then, do you feel lonely?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I didn't feel like this applied to you.
I get it. I mean, I understand it. But I understand why that conclusion would be made.
I read a... and this is literally Psychology Today, and why do people collect things? Why do people collect things as substitutes for healthy human bonds? That they feel like that there are some people or, maybe even a majority of people or a large number of people who are collectors that do so because they're very lonely.
It fills in a gap. For me, it's actually the quite opposite. I love collecting with people. Either like in my household or like in groups that like, hey, have you seen this? I've seen that one. Let's try. It's actually a communal thing for me. So it's actually opposite.
And they say because technology has made it so much more universal to be able to acquire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's even more so, you know, being reinforced.
Mm-hmm. I can just be at my house and ship everything here.
Right. I mean, when you think about how you used to be able to collect.
Yeah.
And that really could be said for anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're right on it with some, that makes sense.
Okay. So I just thought it was funny because I knew you'd get it.
It is pretty
funny. I'm not lonely.
I'm not. Just like Gollum in a cave, as long as I have my precious.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Well, but you're not, but he was okay with just the one thing.
Right. Yeah, I want all the things.
Yeah, you're all in all.
Yeah, but that one thing rules them all. So it's a pretty important thing.
Yeah, but. You're never happy with just the one thing. You got to have every variation of the one thing.
I think it's more OCD, honestly, than anything.
Really?
Yeah, compulsion. Like, I don't want one of six. I don't want three out of six. I want to complete that six.
Now, I get that in some areas when it comes to commercial stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can't just buy the GoPro camera without buying all of the other stuff.
Yeah. It's that itch it's that
not,
you have.
Yeah, but I don't have it in every. I mean, I'm not a collector.
Right.
By and large, not.
I'm a completionist is more so what I am. That's what collector. It's called. I like to collect.
You're a collector.
Yeah.
You can be a collector and a completionist. That's God correct. Knows how lonely that is.
Oh, yeah. I haven't met a person in years doing this from a cave.
You could.
I could.
Hmm. So you think that you understand the reasoning it. Behind it, but it's not certainly not universal. All right. Good to know. I didn't consider you to be a lonely person.
Yeah. I'm happy about that.
Collect your heart away.
Thank you.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Rocky's stopping by from Workforce Investment Solutions. We'll give you the latest on what's going on with them. Our friends from Milliken will be in, and tickets to give away for Vespers. Stay tuned.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, here are a couple of ideas to get you in the holiday spirit. Vespers will perform at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center for the 63rd straight year this December. The choir will open its doors this Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $12, $14, and $16. Children under 12 can get in for $10. This event kicks off the holiday season for the Decatur community. For more info, check out nowdecatur.com. The Milliken Homestead will hold a Christmas open house on Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30. The Homestead History Room will feature some antique ornaments while the outside is lit up and decorated for the whole community to enjoy. Start the holiday season by visiting this historic site. And finish the month of November by visiting our website to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. We're located at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The House votes today on forcing an agreement between rail unions and rail companies to avoid a strike next week.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promising two votes. The first vote will be on adopting the tentative labor agreement. The second will be on a measure to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroaders to the agreement.
Fox's Kevin Cork in D.C. At least two storm deaths are reported in Alabama. There's damage in Mississippi and Louisiana as well. A tornado watch remains in effect this morning. Former Chinese President Jiang Zemin died, 96 years old.
He reformed financial markets, took China into the World Trade Organization, and oversaw the return of Hong Kong from the British. At the same time, his administration jailed human rights and democracy activists, vowing never again to let authority face such opposition.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Zemin was China's president from 1989 to 2002. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jan from Toyota, reminding you that Toyotathon is on and here to help make your holidays extra magical. How? Maybe it's driving in a Tacoma in search of the perfect hill to sled down. Cruising around the neighborhood in a Camry to go caroling. Popping from store to store in a Prius to find the perfect gift.
You did it.
How'd you know? Or it could be something much more simple, like surprising loved ones in a RAV4 hybrid.
You made it! What a surprise! Bobby, you're all grown up!
And seeing their faces light up when you pull up to their home. Stop by Toyotathon and make this holiday one to remember with an exciting new Toyota, like Highlander, Corolla, Tundra, and more. It's the perfect opportunity to gather with your friends and family, both near and far.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end November 30th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 3rd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you wasting money on a timeshare you rarely use? Cancel it with Titan Exit Group. Get a free consultation and see how they can stop the never-ending maintenance fees and mortgage payments. In fact, if your timeshare contract is not terminated, you owe nothing, so you have nothing to lose. But those monthly fees. Get legally released from your timeshare, 100% guaranteed. Call now for your free consultation at 800-200-0894. 800-200-0894.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 21. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 54. Current temperatures in downtown Decatur are 25 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Wednesday. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's talk Illini basketball.
Well, Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim has been doing this for a long, long time. He's 78 years old. He is second all-time in coaching victories with 1,002. Only Mike Krzyzewski has more than Jim Boeheim, and his formula has not changed much over the years. He gets a lot of good players. He occasionally gets a great one like Carmelo Anthony, and he leans hard on a 2-3 zone defense that makes teams uncomfortable, largely because they don't play against the 2-3 zone. They don't practice against it very often. And when Syracuse is down, like they are right now, the 2-3 zone still gives them a chance. And that was the theme last night at the State Farm Center when Illinois and Syracuse met in the final chapter of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And for a half, Illinois looked uncomfortable against the zone. Illinois led by 7 at the half. And I talked about this yesterday, but generally the way to beat a zone is by working the ball inside through a high post player who can shoot, who can pass, who can find open shooters. And for Illinois, that player was 6'10 Coleman Hawkins, and he led Illinois last night with only the 5th triple-double in school history, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and Illinois pulled away in the second half to win 73-44. Syracuse shot 28%, which is bad. Part of that was Illinois defense. Part of that is that Syracuse is just not very good offensively, at least right now. Terrence Shannon had 17.7 rebounds. R.J. Melendez had 15, and Jaden Epps 11. So Illinois had pretty good balance. Illinois won by 29. Did the Illini play great? No, they did not. They were 14 of 22 from the free throw line. They were 11 of 39 from threes. Neither one of those numbers is any good. They can play much better. But you beat Syracuse by 29, and you leave wondering why it wasn't 40 or 45. So that's not all bad. Illinois is 6-1. With a very challenging game Friday night. We'll have a chance to talk about that as we move forward later in the week. That game is at Maryland. Maryland has been so impressive. They are 7-0. Last night they beat a winless, one of the worst Louisville teams you'll ever see, but they beat Louisville at Louisville 79-54. So 8 o'clock tip on Friday night, Illinois, Maryland in the Big Ten opener. But a good but not great showing last night against Syracuse.
On the other side of the break, we'll check in with college football and the bowl games with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Drew Peabody, Vice President at First National Bank of Decatur. Homeownership is one of the most important parts of life, and my job for the last 6 years has been to help people of Central Illinois through the process. At FNB, we offer a wide range of products and competitive rates to make the dream of homeownership a reality. Come see why people have been trusting the Quality Bank with their home financing projects since 1930. I'm Drew Peabody, and I can't wait to help you get into your dream home. First National Bank of Decatur, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, moving over to college football.
The college football regular season is over. The conference championship games are Friday and Saturday, and they are all that stands between the bowl announcements and locking in the four teams that will compete for the college football playoff national championship. And the committee made its pronouncement. You know, they give these weekly snapshots of here's where we are, here's how we see it right now, so that you know what they're thinking, particularly regarding the top four and then the teams just below that that might have a chance to wiggle in. And right now, after these last games this week, the top four are number one, Georgia, number two, Michigan, number three, Texas Christian, and number four, Southern California. Ohio State, which got clobbered by Michigan, dropped out of the top four and is now number five, and Alabama is currently sitting at number six. If the top four teams all win their conference championship games, they will remain the top four that are in the college football coveted playoff. But if one or more of them loses, you know, we could have some movement. It starts Friday night with the Pac-12 championship game, Southern Cal against Utah. Southern Cal is 11-1. Their only loss was a 43-42 loss at Utah in October. So these teams have played each other. Utah's beaten them once. They're going to be asked to do it again. On Saturday in the SEC title game, it is Georgia against LSU. In the Big 12 title game Saturday, it is TCU against Kansas State. And in the Big 10 championship game Saturday night in Indianapolis, it is Michigan against Purdue. Ohio State is sitting at number five. But beyond the top five, all of the teams have at least two losses. Alabama is number six with two losses. And a two-loss team has never gotten into the college football playoffs. So there's a lot of lobbying going on for Alabama. But if the current top four all win their conference championship games, Alabama and Ohio State will be on the outside looking in. And Illinois is just waiting for the announcement Sunday on all the bowl assignments. Illinois will go to a bowl game. I think they'll go to a pretty good bowl game with their eight wins. And we'll find out who their opponent is. I said the other day that I kind of expect it to be an SEC opponent. So that's the landscape heading into the weekend for college football.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. USA beat Iran yesterday at the World Cup, 1-0.
They made it out of Group B.
Yeah, so they're going to go to the final 16. Are they playing Senegal or... There were two possibilities. I think, not Senegal. There is it the Netherlands? I think if Wales beat England, which didn't happen, would be one way. And if England won, it would be another way.
It says, Netherlands World Cup game.
Yeah, that's who they're. I think if England had lost to Wales, they would have played Senegal. But those were the two that were on the radar. I don't have any idea. The Netherlands.
Just keep winning. Let's go.
You just think Dutch. I don't know. I mean, are they a soccer powerhouse? I don't know. But they could have been 2-0. This is the offsides thing I don't understand about soccer. I'm watching this, and to me, even if I barely understand the rule, it didn't look like the rule was being broken. I mean, because it was like centimeters. Like, your toe is that much ahead of another toe running full speed.
Yeah, it's a big deal in hockey and soccer, for sure.
No, I know, but it's just, it's not what we think of. Like, I mean, we have such a fundamental understanding growing up playing peewee football or Little League baseball or whatever, you know, the basketball equivalent of that is. You all play. And if not, you play, you know, in somebody's backyard, you know, with wiffle ball. I mean, so you understand all the rules. From a very early age. And I'm sure that's exactly what it's like for the rest of the world with soccer. But to me, as the casual viewer, I'm like, what?
Yeah, the offsides is kind of a tricky one when it's real close. It's when it's egregious.
I mean, they were right next to
it.
I mean, literally, yeah. You had to get a freeze frame. But then I read about the ball.
Yeah.
And they've got an internal sensor in the ball. Mm-hmm. But where the ball is doesn't mean that's where you are.
They have trackers on the players and their jerseys as well.
Yeah, they don't. It's not their jerseys. They wear an under.
Yeah,
it's like it looks like a sports bra.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That has those trackers on mm-hmm. there. And I thought that those trackers originally were for teams to be able to monitor like heart rate.
They are also for that.
But it's also that they are used to determine where they are spatially.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's little tiny reflectors that go to these cameras that only you can see on the fabric of the jersey. So
yeah.
So it's kind of like the radar detecting.
Yeah.
And so that helps them spatially know.
Okay. Because by looking at it with your eye, it looked way too close.
Also, we talk in American football about the spirit of the rule. Like, does it feel like a catch? Does it feel offsides? That doesn't feel like offsides if you're a toe away.
Yeah.
If you're down there trying to cherry pick and get
right.
way ahead,
and
sure.
This is sort of where the technology takes some of the fun out of the game, or at least the referees sort of evening things up or calling a fair game or at least doing it the same both ways. The technology goes, nope.
This is how it actually happened.
Centimeter. So you know. Centimeter.
Bye-bye.
Centimeter. Centimeter. Now,
I'd rather they
we
get
won
right.
the game, so it didn't matter. But if they'd come back 1-1, they would have advanced, you know, with a draw, we would have gone home.
Right. Yeah, you can't get three draws and keep going. Not good enough.
No, I mean, Iran, though, could have with a draw gone on, but we could not. We had to outright win the game. So we did. And, man, did it get dramatic at the end because Iran had several chances. I mean, it got, like, nail-biting.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch that. I saw some of the fallout. I saw some of the Iranian players crying and some of the Americans giving them, you know, hugs and holding them up. And it was kind of touching. It's pretty nice.
And then some of the journalists... Now, I mean, I'm not going to say you got huge cojones, but you got huge cojones. If you're a journalist from Iran asking a black player on the U.S. team whether it's okay for him to represent the country because of the way we treat black people when you're in a country assassinating people for protesting. I mean, it takes gigantic. And then correcting me on how to pronounce the country. It's like, okay. Everybody's a little chirpy. I get it. There's some tension. The eyes of the world are on you because you treat women like crap and people are tired of it. You don't get to turn that in a press conference the other way. Good try. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was really annoying. I thought the kid was brilliant. I mean, he didn't fall for the bait. He thanked the guy for correcting me and said, look, education is what it's about, just like you educated me on how to say your country right. You know, I'm educate you about how we improve every day in the U.S. I mean, basically saying we're doing what you're not doing. But he did it in a very intelligent and not hyperbolic sort of way.
Oh, wow. I only saw the headline of that. I didn't watch that exchange.
Kid handled himself perfectly. Nice. But that's a bunch of BS. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look here. Look here.
Right.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, we got a lot of work to do, and we're nowhere near perfect, but we're way up the scale when it comes to human rights. I mean, we're not even in the same ballpark. So that helped me root a little harder for the U.S. yesterday, even though I did feel sorry for those players.
Yeah,
because they were in an impossible place.
Yeah, you could feel it, and our players clearly felt that from them too.
Yeah, and so overall, it was a really good match.
Yeah, and side note to all the world issues, the unbelievable challenge that it takes to even make the World Cup. There's many years the men's team of the United States doesn't even make it.
No, the women's team's had all the success.
It's so hard. And then
it shouldn't be hard. We ought to
not
be
for us.
No, we ought to be much better than we are.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second youngest team in all of the World Cup. So we got years.
Right.
You know, we got talent, and we got talent that's young. So that's optimistic. But we've, the last 30, 40 years, we've been a bust.
Right.
On the men's side, the women have owned everything.
Yeah, they're great.
And they're fun. But yeah, we've, and no one can really explain that other than there is, you know, somehow, and this has been the same, and I've had this conversation with Kevin and huge soccer fans. You go out to Sasha's Park, you go out to Mid-State, whatever, there's 800 kids. But for whatever reason, by the time they're in high school or beyond, that doesn't translate.
And it's the pro. There's no – you get to college and it's over. And you might get to where you're in an old man's
rec league. I don't even think it translates even into high school as much. I mean, I just
– Oh, it's trickling. It drops. It's precipitous.
There's other sports, though, that then become the thing, even though everybody starts out, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old out on those – playing soccer. And until we do that as a country, I mean, I don't, and they do have, we've had big stars and we've had people that were famous, but we just have never had the big Mo. This is a young team and a fun team to watch.
Yeah. And that might be what helps speed it along and the expansion of this Major League Soccer into more markets, which is happening.
Yeah.
It's a start, way behind.
But it's been a start my entire life. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's always felt like we're scratching at the beginning with soccer for 35, 40 years.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
And for whatever reason, and probably because women had fewer opportunities, you know, they have done it.
Right.
I mean, fewer sports opportunities.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it was a cool thing to do where, you know, where the guys were picking basketball or football or whatever else, video games.
Yeah.
All right, one last thing before we bring Rocky in. I saw yesterday Apple released like their top 10 songs of 2022.
Okay.
Only half of them were actually from 2022. Huh. You talk about the way the music business today, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That you know, there used to be so important to hit the charts, and you had a shelf life of being on the charts, and if something was on the charts like Thriller for a year, it was unheard of. And now the charts don't even reflect the year you're in.
No. It's the movement and the motion and the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Stranger Things.
You got to move. You turned into like Eminem there. Can you do that again?
Yeah, maybe.
Was that like the exact lyrics?
Oh, I don't know. from 8 Mile.
Yes.
I don't know. That's pretty good.
Next channel in Eminem.
I like Marshall.
All right, Marshall.
I like him.
All right. Let's take the break. We get back. Rocky will join us 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Milken, we've got Vespers tickets to give away. And don't forget, our Jingle Bucks contest is underway. The earlier you get signed up, the more chances you have to win. But we're doing daily prizes. Weekly prizes, and all you have to do is sign up once. Go to nowdecatur.com. We'll be back.
Memorial Health would like to talk to you about a career in healthcare. Now through the end of January, Memorial is hosting a series of in-person hiring events for multiple departments. Come learn about our available positions, as well as some of the biggest hiring incentives we've ever offered, like limited-time hiring bonuses for RNs and PCTs. Can't attend in person? Virtual sessions are available. But hurry, space is limited. Register now at jobs.memorial.health/events. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal: to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Are you wasting money on a timeshare you rarely use? Cancel it with Titan Exit Group. Get a free consultation and see how they can stop the never-ending maintenance fees and mortgage payments. In fact, if your timeshare contract is not terminated, you owe nothing, so you have nothing to lose. But those monthly fees. Get legally released from your timeshare, 100% guaranteed. Call now for your free consultation at 800-200-0894. 800-200-0894.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Workforce Investment Solutions does an awful lot in this community. Rocky stops by from time to time, tells what's going on, and thank you for the pumpkin bread. Nick, I got pumpkin bread.
That's phenomenal. It's the season for that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing great. It's a little chilly outside.
It is. It's not breezy. It's not chilly. It's cold and windy as hell.
I'm trying to get used to it.
Yes. All right. Tell me, you guys are doing so much, but I know you want to talk about something very specific today.
So the last time I was here, I think I talked about our outcomes that we had with the pre-apprenticeship class. We
Absolutely.
Had like 11 out of 12 graduate with the youth, and we had 23 out of 25 graduate, and they're all working. Okay. So we're getting ready to gear up another class in January.
Okay.
So we have an information session scheduled today at 4 o'clock.
Where's this?
The workforce office.
And where's that?
On East Pershing. And so then we've got one December 6th and December 7th at 4 o'clock at the Workforce Building.
Okay. Give me an idea of where on East Pershing it is.
575 East Pershing.
Give me a landmark.
Yeah,
what's
okay.
on your left
Behind
or right?
Perkins.
Of, behind Perkins. See,
yep.
there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, the old shopping center.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So what do people need to sign up ahead of time? Do they need to register? Do they just show up?
They just show up.
Okay.
And what's really unique about the sessions is we have the trades there. We have the instructors there. And so it really gives them an idea, the kind of commitment.
Of what they're getting into.
I'm looking for committed people
okay,
that
so
want to come every day.
If they sign up, what's the cost to them? What's the commitment? You know, how long does it last? You know, give me the details.
Okay, so the cost, workforce is covering it through a grant.
Zero, okay.
So it's a gift.
All right.
So if you bring to the table an interest to explore in construction trades, we are going to be able to provide the training for no cost at all, and you actually get paid to be in the class.
Okay, so right off the bat, you're getting a help with not having to pay, you know, any sort of tuition or any
Correct.
Sort of charge.
Correct.
You're going to get paid while you're doing it.
Correct.
What kind of construction trades? Give me some examples of, like, who will be there.
So we're working with IBEW, sheet metal, all these apprenticeships, because, you know, we got a lot of people retiring. We need new blood in there, and they're really working with us to get some people excited and to explore all the different pathways in the trades. And so So if you show up at the information session, you're going to hear about the opportunities. You're going to hear about the pay scales. You're going to hear about the working conditions and the choices. So what's really significant about the sessions is I need a commitment. If you're willing and you're interested.
Does the length depend on which trade we're talking about?
No, this or is program is 12 weeks.
12 weeks. And then how many hours a week do they go? I mean, what does the calendar look
Monday
like?
Through Thursday, 8 to 2:30. And then after they graduate, they will be put on work experiences at different sites.
Okay.
And so it's an opportunity. It's a gift to anyone who's really got an interest in construction.
Okay. So do they have to have any experience? No. I mean, are there any other requirements?
You know, what I'm really looking for is a desire to work, and I'm looking for a commitment. If you have a desire to work and you're committed to this program, you're going to be successful.
Okay. So you don't really have to have any experience at all in any of this or even really know about any of it. I mean, you know, you look at electricians. I was told, you know, this a couple years ago, you know, the average age of the IBEW is like 48 and the pipeline, you know, is so small because we've gotten away from pushing kids towards the trades. Right. But you get paid the entire time you're learning, you know, the entire time you're apprentice, you know, there, and you become a journeyman. And if you put half the money you earn, you could have $100,000 in the bank, no student debt, and be making, you know, a minimum $60,000-$70,000 a year. That's unbelievable.
It is. It's such a unique opportunity. And, you know, we've got women involved. We've got opportunity for women in the trades.
Stereotypes, right? Because that's you know, we did that when we started the Ag Academy. We had a young lady who was a Caterpillar. She's a welder. And, you know, she was working at Caterpillar, and she was getting job offers out west when that was booming, paying over $100,000 a year to come out and be a welder.
It's wide open. And so we've got two girls that will be graduating Friday night, December 1st, through this class. And, boy, the windows are wide open for them.
Oh, there's a bidding war for them.
They're going to be just fine.
All right. So what do you think the disconnect is? You know, because we've got so many jobs that are open. Illinois is still lagging behind the national average on unemployment. I mean, it's getting better, but we're still behind. There's positions there. I think there's a difference between doing this a new way, which you're trying to bridge these gaps, and doing it kind of the old way, which really doesn't work as much anymore. But how do we, you know, I think sometimes people just don't believe these opportunities are real or that there's some sort of.
I think it's a lack of awareness. That's why I'm so grateful to be here today. I want to get the word out. Take advantage of this opportunity. These kind of, I call them gifts, don't happen very often. And if you're someone who's had a little interest or a little spark, it's worth to stop by a session.
Find out.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long is this?
You have nothing to lose.
How long is it?
They're an hour long.
You're going to come 4 o'clock and
be done by five.
60 minutes. You might have a whole new future.
Exactly. And that's what we're hoping for. So today is all about inviting people out. Come by the Workforce Center. We're going to run three more of these. We want a full class in January. We want to produce good workers out into the community.
Oh, man. I don't know how you beat that. Nick, you got anything else you want to add?
No, you know, the results are the thing that I think we need to really focus on. Getting, 11 out of 12 and 23 out of 25
exactly.
is high. It shows that the class has some merit, and we have some people that really want to get back to work.
Well, you know, the instructors really get credit on that because it really is an example of vocational education. They're there, and they're working with it, and it's repetition until you get it.
All right, just bring some work ethic and you know, your dreams. You can turn your whole life around and start an incredible career. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
I appreciate
you for the
it.
Pumpkin bread.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
That's awesome.
As close as you
did
get.
Did you make it, Rocky?
I did.
She's a baker.
Not really, but I did give it my best shot.
All right. Well,
good for you. Should have a 12-week class.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Future bakers of America. All right. So once again, your website is worknetdecatur.org, right? So
yes.
If people want to dig down a little, look at the calendar of events and when these classes started. This is a 12-week program. It'll start in January.
Yes, free.
But at your office this Thursday?
Yes.
4 o'clock?
Yes.
Anybody interested?
Yes.
All right.
Please come.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Rocky. We'll do this. Take a minute break here, Nick, and we'll take the top of the hour. We'll be back with our friends from Millikan University. Stay tuned.
Memorial Care is your entry to the quality care and expertise of Memorial Health. Memorial Care is primary care for seeing experienced physicians and providers. It is urgent care when there's no time to wait for an appointment. It is virtual care for added convenience and virtual appointments that fit your schedule. Memorial Care is how health begins. Visit memorial.health to find hours and locations in your area.
Listen in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. to Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale and Lauren. Learn the latest on what's going on in the pharmaceutical world. What's new? What to look out for? Stay tuned in for information on vaccines, what's changing with health, and pharmacy and insurance. Dale and Lauren will keep you up to date on what's happening locally and on the national level. Tune in for our local experts from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy every Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Pharmacy Facts with Friends. We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Decatur Leadership Institute will hold a graduate luncheon at Richland next Thursday at 11:30. The luncheon will be in the Schilling Center on campus for the students and their families. Tickets are $25 per person. Tomorrow, the same students will be presenting projects at Doherty's Pub. Illinois will be holding an online auction of unclaimed property next week. More than 400 items will be auctioned off starting on Monday. They include Disney and Michael Jordan collectibles, jewelry, coins, silverware, and more. You can preview all the items that will be up for bid at ibid.illinois.gov. Click on storefronts to find the auction page and view upcoming sale items. And don't forget, the deadline to renew driver's licenses, learner's permits, and photo IDs is tomorrow. For more stories,
you've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.